Hey, 你好吗？这里是都市略影，来自 BBC Learning English， 我是孙晨。
And I'm Helen. Today we're taking you to a huge and stunning palace about 2 hours northwest of London. It's called Blenheim Palace.
On the town.
都市略影。
From BBC Learning English. Learning
English. 今天要和我们一起去参观的是这座宫殿档案馆总监 John Foster。
First, John told us why the house was built. It was due to a battle that happened over 300 years ago.
就说起来呢，这座宫殿是为了纪念英法战争时的一场激烈的战斗而修建的。
The huge palace built in the early 18th century for the first Duke of Marlborough. He inflicted a huge defeat, unexpected defeat on the armies of France. The Queen, Queen Anne, she wanted to give him a gift, but she also wanted the future to remember the victory. So she built him this house, this palace to live in, and the dukes still live here to this day on the left where I'm gesturing. But the whole house is built on such a splendid, dramatic scale that it stands as a monument, and that's what it's about.
So the palace was built for the first Duke of Marlborough. His name was John Churchill.
Marlborough 公爵一世是英国历史上最伟大的战士，正是他在1704年率领英国军队打败了法国军队。
He inflicted a huge, unexpected defeat on the army of France.
Inflict 就是强加于人，没有料到的失败就是 unexpected defeat。这场大战之后，整个欧洲的政治版图都发生了巨变。
And as a way of saying thank you, the queen of that time, Queen Anne, gave the first Duke of Marlborough the money to build this palace to live in.
而这座宫殿就是当时的女王奖励这位公爵勇猛战绩的一份礼物。
The queen also wanted the nation to remember this victory, so the palace is built on such a splendid,
华丽的
And dramatic,
有戏剧性的
scale. It's like a monument.
像一座纪念碑 a monument, 非常雄伟。布拉汉姆宫的建筑特点呢是典型的巴洛克风格，这里有巨大的庭院和宽阔的草坪。
That's the other feature of Blenheim. The park is totally man-made, landscaped by the great Capability Brown.
That's unbelievable.Landscape 这个单词其实呢，既可以作为动词，也可以作为名词。在这儿的意思就是大规模的进行园艺。这座大花园是由当时英格兰历史上最伟大的园艺师布朗大师设计完成的。
And Blenheim Palace has a very special status. Here's John again with the explanation.
要想听懂下面的采访，这些单词儿你可先记好了：归功于
，contribute to，
联合国
，United Nations。
文化遗产
Heritage.
As we look out there, that's the other feature of Blenheim. That's the park, totally man-made, landscaped by Capability Brown in the 1760s. Now, that magnificent landscape there and this wonderful Baroque building contributed both of them to Blenheim being chosen as the United Nations in the 1980s as a World Heritage Site.If I tell you other world heritage sites are the pyramids, the Great Wall of China, you realize what a stately home this is. It's the only one in the country, only stately home, which is a world heritage site.
要是这么说，布拉海姆宫还真是不同寻常。这座宫殿可是在英国唯一一座被列入联合国世界文化遗产的贵族庄园。
A world heritage site. And as John says,The other World Heritage Sites are the Pyramids,
金字塔 Pyramids,
the Great Wall of China,
中国的长城 Great Wall of China.
So this is definitely a very prestigious title to have.
作为英国历史悠久的建筑，布拉海姆宫肯定当然是英国旅游的热点。
BBC Learning English.
Sadly, we've run out of time again.
是啊，我还真希望还能再来一次布拉海姆宫，这真是一座精美绝伦的宫殿啊。
And if you're interested in Winston Churchill,
温斯顿·丘吉尔，英国近代历史上最伟大的首相，
then you've got to visit Blenheim, because this is where Winston Churchill was born and buried.
I see, 这里就是温斯顿·丘吉尔出生和埋葬的地方。
You can download audio and scripts of our programs from our website.
别忘了我们的网址是 www.bbcchina.com.cn.
Bye for now.
See you next time.
市掠影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English